What's going on? Do you even blog, tribe? Pete here, back at you with some short form content today. I would like to share with you the single most brutal piece of feedback and advice I've ever been given, how it makes me insanely angry, but how it has most definitely changed my business for the better. So, my good friend Chelsea is the person who gave me this brutally honest feedback. And Chelsea, if you're listening, I owe you so much for this. I owe you so much for your help over the years in general, but so much for this one little story. So let's dive in. Several years ago at this point, probably 2018, maybe like a year or two after starting Do You Even Blog, I was messaging back and forth with my friend Chelsea. And honestly, I was just complaining about a launch, the money I was making with Do You Even Blog. And I think the launch was like halfway through or something. I seem to remember it was during a launch week and it wasn't going the way I wanted, and et cetera, et cetera. And I was talking with my friend Chelsea, and she was asking like, okay, well, you know, tell me what you're doing. Walk me through it. Are you promoting on social media? You know, how are you promoting? Are you sending emails to your list and like all this other stuff? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sending an email here and there. And she's like, wait, how many emails have you sent? And I was like, oh, just a few. And she's like, why not send every day? Like, people don't always open and read their emails. And I'm like, well, I kind of hate being spammy. And then she was like, well, what else are you doing? Are you using a timer, like deadline funnels, you know, introducing some urgency and scarcity into your offer? And I was like, yeah, a little bit, but it's kind of weird because I'm actually going to like keep it open and I don't want to like tell people I'm shutting the doors, but actually not do it. And I know people that do that, but I don't really want to do that. And she's like, well, let me see your copy. Did you write this? It's good, but it really reads like Pete, and you know, it could be more copywriting-ish. Could be more copy-y. And I was like, well, yeah, I saw some stuff that this marketer Brian Harris was doing, and honestly, his just felt a little like spammy and sleazy, and I couldn't. And Chelsea stopped me right there. She stopped me. And she's like, Pete, it seems that you're not willing to do the things that your competitors are willing to do. And if you're not willing to cheat in this game, you're going to lose. That's what she said. That was the brutal honesty, the brutal feedback and advice for me. If you're not willing to play this game, the online business game, with your competitors, even if they're cheating, you're going to lose. If you're not willing to play it like them, you're going to lose. And that comment stung then, and it made me so mad, not at Chelsea, but it made me mad because it's true. I see my own competitors doing morally gray things, not absolutely over the top illegal or immoral in a lot of cases, just slightly iffy, right? And I try and do the same thing historically, not so much today, which we'll talk about. But I tried using deadline funnels and I felt bad and I felt a little weird and spammy. And I tried sending 12 emails in 1 week for a launch and it felt terrible, but I did it anyways. And I was probably a little spammy and people unsubscribed. I've tried to get my absolute clickbait copywriting game on, and I felt stupid and bad doing it. But I'm saying I'm guilty of doing these things, by the way, not just my competitors. I've tried to compete with my competitors, but they seem so much more willing to do things that I am not willing to do. And I think my friend Chelsea was right. If I can't play the game the way my competitors play the game, I'm going to lose. I think that's the honest truth. So here's what I did after hearing this feedback. I tried to prove her wrong. And it's not just my friend Chelsea. There's actually a great book called $10 Million Offers by Alex Hormozi. I actually still recommend the book. I think it's absolutely fantastic. One line that stuck with me, I actually saw my friend Brendan post on Instagram. You can be rich or you can be right. Can't be both. It's sort of the same thing. You can be rich or you can be right. You can't be both. And I fought against that so hard. After Chelsea gave me this advice, I tried to I tried to be less spammy. I tried to run my business the way I think it should be run and say the things the way I think they should be said. I kept trying to do that, and it just seemed so hard for years. It seemed so difficult to compete with other people who are just willing to say things that I'm not willing to do, to send emails that I'm not willing to send, to write promises and copywriting in ways that I wasn't willing to do. It seemed so difficult, but I was determined to prove them wrong. So I kept going and kept going. And I'll be honest with you, over the years and months, I would find myself slipping back into these little gray areas, deadline funnels, copywriting that's kind of wishy-washy, over-promising what they deliver and stuff like that. I found myself slipping back into doing those marketing methods time and time again. And I felt stupid and I felt bad and I did not want to do it. I think that's important to say. I didn't want to do those things. I wanted to be completely open and honest and truthful about what I deliver. And screw copywriting. I just wanted to be myself. But it didn't work. It was hard. Perhaps too hard. Perhaps too difficult. Because in 2021, late 2021, I decided to play a different game. I decided I could not honestly compete with a bunch of my competitors for people's attention, which is what the blogging, the online business influencer world is all about, competing for attention. I just didn't have the energy for it. I just could not compete any longer in that game. And so I got out. I put Do Even Blog down and I focused on some of the niche sites and have been building different projects ever since, quite frankly. So that's it. There's no lesson today. There's no hyper takeaway other than for you to just maybe internalize my brutal, honest feedback that I got from my friend Chelsea and think about that. If you are not willing to play the same game in the same way that your competitors are, you're probably going to lose. Or at least that game is going to be very stacked against you. It's going to be more difficult. So hit me up in the comments below this YouTube video, email pete@doyoublog.com, or tweet at me at Twitter. If you think I'm a hot mess and you disagree with everything I said, I would love to hear that too. Maybe if enough people email me some counter arguments for this, I will make another podcast following up on this. I would love to hear it. So let me know what you think about that brutal, honest feedback and advice, and I'll catch you next time. I hope you have a good day. Hey, thanks for listening. As a creator, you're already awesome, but you want to be even awesomer, next level awesome? Head to the Fancy Pants homepage I built at doyouevenblog.com, where I have organized my bestest awesomeness resources that'll help you in your blog and business. My free SEO course, my niche site templates, info on my private community online impact, hashtag sales pitch, my interviews with awesome people like Seth Godin, my top YouTube videos, it's all there. doyouevenblog.com. Oh. And you know what else? An opt-in form to join my weekly newsletter of spam. Excuse me. My newsletter of constant barrage of sales pitches. Dang. This cough, excuse me. No, seriously. Go join my email newsletter at doyouevenblog.com. I promise to send out only helpful stuff written by a real human. That would be me. doyouevenblog.com at the bottom of the page. And the last CTA for you, my friend, tell a friend. If you know somebody who might like to listen to the Do You Even Blog podcast, blogging, online business, podcasting, YouTube, just tell a friend. That's all I ever ask, and it helps me to grow the show. All right. Till next time, I am Pete McPherson, out. Adios.